Welcome to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm Al Waller. In today's news, we often hear about the gender pay gap, but did you know that there is also a formidable retirement income gap? According to the Social Security Administration, retired women workers receive an average monthly Social Security benefit of approximately $1,200, which is 25% less than that of retired men who receive approximately $1,500 monthly. Predictably, this difference is due to lower lifetime earnings, time taken off for giving, and other issues. Catherine Collinson, who leads Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is joining me today to share perspectives on women and retirement readiness. Catherine?
The gender pay gap in the workforce haunts women through their working lives and even into their retirement. As we know, lower pay makes it much more difficult for women to save. And yet, the issue runs even deeper than the pay gap. Our research finds that working women are less likely to be offered retirement benefits by their employers. Our most recent survey of workers finds that 75% of men are offered a 401k or similar plan by their employers, compared to only 66% of women.
So based on this, I would assume that there's also a major gap in retirement savings between the genders as well, right?
Unfortunately, you are correct. Our survey findings are actually quite shocking. Our most recent survey finds that women workers have saved an estimated median of $42,000 in all household retirement accounts, which is approximately one-third of the $123,000 saved by men. Moreover, just one in five women workers have saved $250,000 or more, compared to 38% of men.
Wow, that's actually a larger difference than I'd thought originally. So what steps can women take to improve their retirement prospects?
I think it's really important for women to understand that small steps, when taken together, can add up to great strides over time and by the time we reach retirement. While there are circumstances that are beyond our control, there are also some things that are within our control that we can do to help improve our prospects. And I'll share with you four tips. One is, start saving and save on a consistent basis. Save as much as you can, knowing that both large and small amounts can add up over time. The second tip, if your employer offers a plan, participate and take advantage of matching contributions. And if it makes sense for you, save even more in the plan. The third is good planning. Estimate your savings needs, develop a strategy, and seek professional advice if you need it, either through your employer's 401k provider, your bank or credit union, or other financial provider, but get some help if you need it. And then lastly, when facing life's important decisions, like taking time out of the workforce to be a parent or caregiver, fully weigh your alternatives to see if there's a way you can have the best of both worlds, where you can fulfill family goals and responsibilities without giving up your paid employment altogether.
Great information. Thank you, Catherine. Please visit transamericacenter.org for more tips and educational resources and research on women and retirement planning. Until the next time, this is Al Waller on WYPR.